to create this entire podcast tonight, but I can tell you that's just not gonna happen. I mean, come on. It's already late and I'm tired. I'm so very tired. It's been such a long path. And I'm so very tired. I barely know what to do anymore. I'm just trying to work it out. I feel so far away. So what am I gonna do about it? Damn if I know. Tell the difference between really feeling sad and feeling sorry for myself when I shouldn't. I'm just trying to stay present. That's a big task in and of itself.
No. I don't know. I need to do this. Yeah. I gotta hold it closer. So anyway, the big question is, where am I? Well, I'll tell you, I'm walking down 4th Street. Walking down 4th Street now. And this is a new experiment in the podcast, Weirdos Podcast History. Instead of pulling myself up in my apartment and attempting to be creative while sitting by myself and being depressed as I am these days, this time I took a piece of equipment outside the apartment and I'm walking down the street recording with it. So that's kind of a neat thing. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's an experiment, and I'm experimenting with my life. I used to experiment with my mind, and I don't do that anymore. Now I try to develop my mind and experiment with my life, and that seems a little healthier. So I'm headed around the corner here. I'm going to go up to the park, I guess. Was my plan. Who knows, maybe I'll even talk to somebody else. Don't count on it. That may have to be saved for a future experiment. This time around, I'm just getting used to the idea. This time around, I'm just experimenting with my life and my podcast. So, I guess I can talk a little bit about what I see. People coming towards me. A man and his daughter. His shirt is hanging out of his pants. What's going on here? Are they making a film? People sitting on a tiny motorcycles. Yes, it does look like they're making some sort of film, or... Yes, definitely making some sort of film. They're locking it up, and they're filming in the deli. Who knows what they're filming? They're rolling sound right now. Looks like fun. Yes, it's a pretty big shoot. People sitting around watching a couple of monitors. Oh, I can see them shooting the scene now. The actor is smashing the can on the counter of the deli. You see, you never know what you're going to encounter when you come out here in New York City. Well, I haven't reached the park yet, but there's this lovely community garden here on 6th Street and Avenue B. I think I'm going to go in here instead of going all the way up to the park. Yet. Maybe I'll head up to the park later. And I haven't been inside this garden for a while. So that's nice to visit. There's some guy talking on his cell phone. Somebody's burning some incense. Looks like a kid guy with long hair. This makes sense, eh? Sit in here necessarily. Look, can you hear this car siren in the background? It's a really nice little garden though. Everybody's kind of relaxed here. I don't know. I'm thinking I should head up to the park because it'll be busier up there. Time I've got left. Let me check that out. Oh, 20 minutes. I got 20 minutes left. That's pretty good. Right, I think I'm going to get back on the street here and head on up to the park. We'll see what happens up there. More likely to run into some. somebody else and maybe have a conversation. And that was secretly what I was thinking might happen. Didn't want to tell anybody, but thought I might actually speak to somebody else, but I told you, and then I said I wouldn't do it. Walking down this, up the street. Didn't say I'm walking down the street, I'm walking north. New York City, that's up the street. So I'm walking up Avenue B here. Lots of memories. Memories are hard for me these days. I like to think of the past, but it's painful sometimes because the future seems so uncertain and potentially unpleasant. But I'm trying to learn to just live the things as they are, accept what's happening at this moment. I'm doing pretty well with that these days. Not very well, but pretty well. Reading a book about consciousness. Maybe you know it. A book by Julian Jaynes from the 80s. The Origin of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. And I'm getting a lot out of that book. Only on the third chapter. But it's very interesting. I've forgotten that in the park I might hear other music. What will I do when I decide to set this to music? I'll have to deal with the music in the background. And I don't know if you can hear it or not. But anyway, walking through the park now, I'm kind of reminded of the video I did 15 years ago, walking around with the mirror, and you can see that up on the Weirdos website, weirdos.com/real, R-E-E-L, you can see the Mirror Man video, and some mosquitoes, what are those gnats in the air? I don't know that I want to go too close to the music because then I'll have no choice of whether to include it or not. I'm taking my hat off. So I lost my hat this week. I lost my leather top hat. And the company that makes them has gone out of business. So I can't just get another one. I'll probably never have a leather top hat again. And it's a big change for me. I've been wearing the leather top hat for about 17 years. So, that's a pretty big change. But the collapsible silk top hat that I'm carrying with me now was the kind of hat that I wore just before I started wearing the leather one. So, I guess it's kind of a step back into the past, if you look at it that way. That's perhaps some of what I'm trying to do these days. Step back into the past. Change who I am. Find out who I've been. Recreate some of what I'd like to be. The future's uncertain, and the end is always near. I don't know if I agree with that, but it's been on my mind when I think about how uncertain the future seems. I think in my previous incarnation, I could fantasize about the future being rather certain and positive, but it wasn't. It wasn't any more certain or positive than things are now. In fact, it was probably doomed if I continued on the path I was on. And now there's some chance for success, I think, if I apply myself with diligence. I should probably sit down somewhere looking for somewhere where I could sit and I wouldn't necessarily be too close to anybody. Of course, that'll mean that I definitely won't talk to anybody. It's hard for me to know who I would like to talk to. I had some visions of hanging out in this park and just meeting people. And I probably should try that. But I don't know. I'm scared. Scared that there's no one I really want to meet. Scared that no one wants to meet me. I think I'm gonna... Oh, look, a black squirrel. Dark brown, deep brown and red fur. Quite beautiful, really, and somewhat unusual. Squirrels are interested in some lettuce and tomato. Oh, look, the little squirrel's checking out my hat. Do you want to wear the hat, squirrel? If only the squirrel would wear the hat. So, there's a guy sleeping over here. His t-shirt says Mecca, but it's an acronym for something. I'd like to sit over here, but there's a couple of pigeons on the bench. These gnats are everywhere. Not too crazy about that. Walking through the park. Squirrels and pigeons. This is Tompkins Square Park, for those of you who don't know New York City. I walked up Avenue B and came up to Tompkins Square Park. I still haven't found anywhere that I feel comfortable sitting down. I'm just wandering around. Tompkins Square Park has lots of memories for me. Verge did the Journey to Oz here. Standing now not far away from where we performed it. Of course, that band shell is gone. It was a historic band shell where Jimi Hendrix and the Grateful Dead performed before us. Journey to Oz was a pretty important time in my life. Whether it was a great show or not is anyone's guess, anyone's opinion. But it was a major time in my life where a certain phase began, and here I am beginning another phase. Lo, these 17 years later. Right, and 17 years, that's the same 17 years I'm talking about with the hat. It was, in fact, on the day of the performance of Journey to Oz that the original leather top hat was purchased. And I've replaced it every couple of years. Part of why I'm not comfortable sitting anywhere is that a lot of people are sitting peacefully reading, and I don't want to disturb them. Somewhere to sit. I'd like to sit for a little while at least. It seems like a good empty section of benches here, fairly far away from anybody else. Passing by a couple of policemen. Can you hear their walkie-talkie? Okay, I'm gonna take a seat right here. There's a guy sitting across from me with some coffee. He's not reading. But he's pretty far away. He probably can't hear what I'm saying. Lovely orange flowers. Not too far away. Back where the band shell used to be. I'm outside. I got myself to leave. Leave the apartment. To feel happy sometimes. Sometimes I'm a little happy. Maybe there's even some joy hidden in there somewhere. It's pretty far away. Or I'm keeping it far away. This is the beginning of a weekend. It's a Friday. About 7:15. And not sure what I'm gonna do with this weekend. Trying not to just do nothing. Kind of the first weekend since all my obligations have ended. So I don't have to do anything this weekend. And there's a feeling of freedom with that, as I told my therapist this morning. So it's nice to bring you along, bring you out into the park, out into my experience. And I hope that I can make an interesting podcast for you all to listen to, as it has been lately. It's been a long time between podcasts. I've hardly been able to keep up the schedule of once a week. Not even sure the last one was within the last month. I think it was in the end of May I did the last one. So I don't expect a lot of listeners. But things have so much changed for me now. I'm much less concerned about how many people are listening, and I'm just concerned with opening up and telling you what's really going on inside of me. I'm not concerned with funny voices or fascinating concepts of individuality and weirdness. Gnats are bothering me. But I think a lot about the vacation I took last year, out to the lake. Those of you who've been following the podcast know all about that journey. I think of it as the last time I was really joyful. I don't know if I'll ever feel that way again. I hope so. I guess I have more hope than I did recently. Perhaps I can feel that way again. Perhaps I can enjoy traveling again. I went down to Florida this weekend and saw my grandmother. She's aging a lot. And I try to help her as much as I can. What can I do in just a day or two? She's all alone down there since my grandfather passed away last year. She's doing pretty well. I should take a lesson from her and not be so sad about my circumstances. I don't know what I would do if I were in her place. So what have I learned about consciousness from Julian Jayne's book? Consciousness is not necessary for learning or thinking or reasoning, at least according to his opinion, his theories. I think he's proven himself to me pretty well. I would agree that consciousness is not part of learning and reasoning and logic, and it can be, but it's not necessary for any of those. Without being conscious of thinking. We can learn without being conscious of thought process that's required to learn. We can reason things, even high-level things, without being conscious. In fact, as James points out, being too conscious or being conscious during certain learning processes is a hindrance. A little girl going by on a scooter. Hear that. You see how much time I have left? Down to 5 minutes. So I guess I should finish up. How long is 5 minutes? 5 minutes a long time? Time has changed for me. And if I'm truly in the present, there's no time at all. Just the continuing, changing moment of now. So here I am right now. sitting in the park. I'm glad that I got myself out of the apartment. I hope this will be a good podcast. Police car driving by. There's certainly more to talk about out here. The trees hanging over me. The pigeons, squirrels, and gnats. The other people around me. The little boy playing frisbee with his father. Several people playing frisbee, actually. Kids playing in the playground, swinging on swings. I tried so hard to hold on to my childlike naivete, my lack of consciousness, I was thinking, was part of what I pursued. I just wanted to behave instinctively. And I think that got me into a certain amount of trouble. I wasn't conscious. I didn't want to think things through. And now perhaps I think too much about things. I think that's why I'm interested in what Julian James has to say, because I have perhaps become too conscious, and it's hindering me. I think I'm allowing myself to be a little less conscious, carefully. I don't want to fall back into the unconscious state I was in. But I'm calmer now. Of course, I'll probably include the beginning of the podcast that I was making, and you can hear how upset I was. I think I was expressing how tired I am in that metaphysical sense. And I am. I still feel very tired that way. But perhaps there's a little more energy, a little more hope for the future. And there's always the weirdos. Thank you, weirdos, for continuing to call me with silly, useless messages. I'm learning a lot from that. Sometimes I used to get annoyed. Sometimes full of joy. And now I don't place any judgments on the weirdos who call. They just call. They are what they are. A couple of women walking past with a dog with a limp. It's kind of sad to see a dog with a limp, but the dog doesn't seem sad. The dog is having a nice walk, sniffing around. I guess that's sort of like me these days, except I am sad. Maybe I could be more like the dog and just take my limp in stride and keep walking and sniffing around, enjoying the world as best I can. It's hard. And I feel guilty for saying that it's hard, because so many